Soku izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza eseWashington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 8 kuLwezi 2024 ngudabo kaNcube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
I, Duma Gideon Boko, do swear that I will faithfully and diligently discharge my duties and perform my functions in the high office of the Republic of President of the Republic of Botswana. So, help me God.
Ugcotshwe namuhla umongameli omutsha kwele Botswana umnumzana Duma Boko kumkhosi obulenkokheli edabuka emazweni atshiyeneyo agoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Nguye owanceda umnumzana Trump ukuthi akhulume labantu abansundu, lama-Latinos, labanye ama-groups angantu akade sefakwe eceleni ngama-original Trumpite.
Osanda kukhethwa ukuba ngumongameli welemelika umnumzana Donald Trump usekhethe unkosikazi Suze Wills obekhokhela umkhankaso wakhe ukuthi akhokhele inhlelo zesigodlo sikamongameli. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ugcotshwe lamuhla umongameli omutsha kwele Botswana umnumzana Duma Boko kumkhosi obulwenkokheli edabuka emazweni atshiyeneyo egoqela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Abamabandla aphikisayo emhlubulweni wezansi yezwekazi le-Afrika akade besemkhosini lo bathi okwenzakale kwele Botswana kuletha ithemba lokuthi inguquko iyeza emazweni afana leZimbabwe. Intatheli zindaba yeStudio 7, umqondisi Dube, usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uboko walahla phansi ibandla leBotswana Democratic Party BDP elikhokhelwa ngobe ngumongameli umnumzana Mkgweetsi Masisi ugcotshwe lamuhla libalele kwele Botswana.
And that I will direct my abilities to the service and welfare of the people of Botswana without fear or favor, affection or ill will. So, help me God.
Engakenzi isifungo lesi uBoko uthele Botswana lijengise umhlaba wonke jikelele ukuba ilizwe leli libuswa nguZulu. Ukunqoba kwebandla likaBoko eli-Umbrella for Democratic Change, i-UDC, sekulethe ithemba kwamanye amabandla aphikisayo ezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika athi umbuso wamabandla aletha uzibuse usubanga emaphethelweni. Okukhokhela ibandla le-Build One South Africa iBosa umnumzana Musi Maimane uthi iyeza inguquko emhlubulweni lo okugoqela iZimbabwe.
We are seeing it starting and will continue to see it in various countries.
Sesiqalisile ukubona inguquko eZambia sayibona, iZimbabwe iyalandela kanye leSouth Africa. Asiqhubekeni ngomfutho lo.
Wayengumkhokheli webandla leCitizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Nelson Chamisa laye ubesemkhosini lo uthi okwenzakaleyo kwele Botswana kutshengisa ukuthi isikhathi silontshintsho sesifikile.
We can see democracy is on the move in the region, on the continent. We're excited.
Lilanga elihleleli, uyabona ukuthi umbuso wabantu ngabantu usufikile emhlubulweni wethu. Lokhu kuyasijabulisa kakhulu.
UJamisa uthi ukunqoba kwebandla le-UDC kwele Botswana kule mfundiso enkulu ebantwini beZimbabwe.
A proper election, a free election is important. If the nation step up,
uyabona ukuthi ungaba lokhetho olungakhululekanga kwenzakalana.
Umnumzana Job Skala okwavalelwa phoso kweminyaka emibili e-remand prison nguhulumende kaMnangagwa uthi okwenzakale eBotswana kutshengisa ukuthi umbuso wabantu ngabantu uyaqhela emhlubulweni wezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika.
No, it completely tells us that democracy.
Lokhu okwenzeka eBotswana kusitshengisa ukuthi umbuso wabantu ngabantu usugxila kumagumbi wonke kuzwekazi lethu.
Umongameli Hakainde Hichilema wakwele Zambia la uyathakazelela kwenziwe nguBoko.
Ngiyajabula ukuba lapha langesinqumo esithethwe ngabantu beBotswana.
Abakubandla lezanu PF bathi kumela okwamanje abantu eZimbabwe bananzelele ukuba kubusa ibandla labo njalo lilakho ukuqhubeka lizibambe esidukwini uma lingakhethwa njalo nguZulu ngomnyaka ka-2028. obona ngokwethula kwembiko ubandla lezana uPF umnumzana Farai Maparera utho kwenzakele eBotswana ngowabantu bakulelo lizwe njalo baya kuhlonipha lokho.
We are very respectful of the process that has occurred in Botswana. The Botswana people made the decision and all political parties involved made the
decision. Siyahlonipha okwenzakale eBotswana. Sifisa ukuthi amabandla aphikisayo kweZimbabwe lawo athathe isifundo ekwazi ukuthi intando yabantu ayisho ukuthi unqobe bona kuphela.
Ezinye iziphathamandla besemkhosini lo ngumongameli Nangolo Mbumba weNamibia, umsekeli kamongameli weSouth Africa umzana Paul Mashatile, umkhokheli kahulumende weSwatini umzana Russell Dlamini labanye. Ngumqondisi Dubo wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Ngolunye udaba abezindaba abaReuters babika ukuba kulabantu abathathu ababulewe ngamapholisa eMaputo kwele Mozambique ngesikhathi betshengisela emigwaqweni besola impumela yokhetho olwaqhutshwa kunyanga ephelileyo okwanqoba osengumongameli umnumzana Daniel Chapo. Kubikwa ukuba abanye babo babotshiwe njalo uhulumende usecele ibutho ukuba lingenele. Akwaziwa ukuba kuza kwenzakalani kulelo lizwe okulabaphikisayo abathi kababuyeli emuva loba kulabanye ababulawa ngamapholisa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxa nomnumzana efidlela Ncube olwela ilungelo loluntu.
Akuma lisuyi lokho esikubona eMozambique ukusenzakala ngoba ngangabe abantu bengasuthisekanga ukuthi ukhetho luhambe ngendlela efaneleyo bayatshengisela abangena emgwaqweni njengalokhu sikubona. Kuyisifundiso, kuyimfundiso njalo kuyinto eqakathekileyo ukuthi abaholi be-Afrika bakufunde khona lokho labamazwe amanye ukuthi abantu bafuna ukhetho olukhululekileyo oluzathi nxa selubanjiwe imphumela yalo iveze lokho okuthandwa ngabantu.
Wena ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani kulokho okwenzakala eMozambique?
Mazamele bakulungise khona lokhuyana okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu abaningi kangakanani babatshaya indiva soze kusebenze. Kuzamele benze lokho okuyikho okufunwa ngumthetho weMozambique. Uma ukhetho lungahambanga ngendlela ekhululekileyo kubanjwe ukhetho olukhululekileyo. Uma endaweni yokhetho olukhululekileyo kungabanjwa ngokhetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kungamukelekanga emthethweni weMozambique, kuyabe kungamukelekanga ngendlela okwavunyelwana ngayo kuSADC, kuyabe kungamukelekanga ngendlela okwavunyelwana ngayo kuAfrican Union, kuyabe kungamukelekanga ngendlela okwavunyelwana khona kuUnited Nations. Ngakho-ke ukhetho olukhululekileyo lwavunyelwana ezigabeni ezihlukahlukeneyo lumele lube seMozambique, lube seZimbabwe, lube seAfrika yonkana, lube semhlabeni wonke jikelele. Ngakho abantu beMozambique are not demanding, abaceli kabafuni into engekho emthethweni, into esemthethweni beMozambique ngokwayo.
Ye, kodwa siyakwathi iSADC African Union abajalanga ukuthi bangenele nxa sokuthi bazangena kumbe basoze bengena.
Angiboni ukuthi bazangena ngaphandle kokuthi nxa kuyabe sokusifa abantu abaningi. Ngakho abantu beMozambique akufanelanga bakhangelele ukuthi kukhona ozavela kwenye indawo ongumsindisi, kumele bazisindise bona. Ilizweni labo ikusasa ngeyabo, bangahlala bali inde akula lutho luzabuya. Kumele bayisukumele into abayikholelwayo, bayasukumele amalungelo abo, bayisukumele iconstitution yabo, bayisukumele imithetho yabo njengabantu beMozambique. Bengakhangelelanga ukuthi ukhona ozavela eZimbabwe, ozavela kuSADC, ozavela kuAfrican Union, kumbe ozavela kuUnited Nations ozabuya zobasiza. Akakho, akakho kasozatholakala onjalo.
Umnumzana efidlela Ncube ukunhlanganiso yeNational Consumer Rights Association ubexoxa lo Gibbs Dube oweStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Osanda kukhethwa ukuba ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump usekhethe unkosikazi Susie Wills obekhokhela umkhankaso wakhe ukuthi akhokhele inhlelo zesigodlo zikamongameli engu-White House Chief of Staff. Uza kuba ngowesifazane wakuqala ukuphatha isihlalo lesi. Ngaphandle kwalokhu, uTrump akakavezi ukuthi ngobani afuna babe ngabaphathi intambo bakahulumende wakhe kumbe ukuthi uzakhetha bani ukuthatha ezinye izikhundla. Abanye abakhethwa nguTrump ngesikhathi sombuso wakhe wakuqala sebahlukana laye, abanye basekela umsekeli kamongameli unkosikazi Kamala Harris kukhetho, kodwa bakhona abanye abalokhu besimalaye njalo abalakho ukuphenduka ezikhundleni zobukhokheli. Ukuhlaziya ukuthi uhulumende kaTrump engaba eminjani sixoxa lolandela ezombusazwe lweMelika umnumzana Tim Moringai.
Ukukhethwa kuka chief of staff wakhe is a very pivotal step ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi nguye over his mouthpiece ka president lo mcabango wakhe. So kwakathesi chief of staff okhethiwe lo kuthiwa ube behind the scenes from 2016 2020 la 2024 and then we bangcedisa abantu abaningi in terms of amacala ka President Trump lokuthi umkhankaso wakhe uhambe phambili nguye futhi abathi nguye owanceda uNomzana Trump ukuthi akhulume labantu abansundu lama Latinos labanye ama groups angantu akade sefakwe eceleni ngama original Trumpites. So kwakathesi sibona ngantu that's a move notice the smooth transition into power.
Njengoba abanye ababe ku cabinet kaMnumzana Trump ngesikhathi egokhela kwaqala abanye bengani abasazwisisani laye kulabanye njalo abaphumayo obasekela ke unkosikazi Harris kungaba kuninjani ku cabinet yakhe entsha ekhangelelweyo ngesikhathi esilandela.
Abantu akade besekela uTrump in the first term laphana abakade sebe supporta uNomzana Harris. Hayi, ngiyabona ukuthi abaningi bangikhona basoze bephenduke and sebe ngantwa they are on the outskirts of supporting uNomzana Trump. And siyakwazi ukuthi le yi-term yokucina yakhe, so abaningi bangikhona labo ngantwa bayasebebuyela to the Republican Party base eyabo and re-strategize to go from there. Ngoba kathesi uMnumzana Trump can only serve one term and then we have a sophelile.
UMnumzana Trump ringayilandela zombusazwe zeMelika njalo uhlala eOhio khonapha eMelika. Kulabadabuka eZimbabwe abalandela okwenzakala eMelika ake sizwe ukuthi bathini ngalokho.
Ukwena kaTrump mune ngathi nje kuzokwenza ukuthi impi yeUkraine iphele ingazi kweIsrael ngoba nje iAmerican policy ukuthi comes the president they will protect Israel but eUkraine bona ngathi izophela. Njalo mina ngimthandela ukuthi uyakhuluma ngama-African president ukuthi bathanda ukuzinotisa bona benganakekeli abantu babo.
Abantu abaningi mina ngimangaliswa ukuthi bamangele ukuthi abantu beAmerica bengakhetha umuntu okhanya ngezenzo langamazwi akhe ukuthi yena ulenzondo njalo ingqondo zakhe zisesimeni sokuthi akulanda ngasoze ayenze ukuthi axhuzele labanye abantu phansi. Angimangali mina ngoba ama-Americans singakhohlwa ama-American ukuthi bangubani. Yikho mina ngingamangali. Laba abantu bafike eAmerica babulala wonke umuntu wayekhona khona phana cishe babulala wonke nje. Yibo abantu that's why ngingabethuki. Bantu baqeda lapho bahamba bathumba abantu all over eAfrica babathatha babayakhisa leyo America. Yikho ngingayethuki ama-Americans nxa besenzenje. Qeda lapho baphilisa abantu abamnyama nzima kakhulu kuze kube la namhla babulala santando bavalele ejele. Angethuki mina. Banjalo ama-American.
UChris lo khulumayo udaba lokungena kaTrump kuba ngupresident eAmerica kuyinto engajabulisiyo nje, hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu, ikakhulu for iAfrica. Sikubonile emva le kuba khona kwakhe ngupresident, ayikho nje into ayisizile ngeAfrica njengoba nje naye wayekhulumile nje ukuthi hayi Afrika kayithandi nje, hayi khona kuyadanisa nje, hayi sinalo ithemba lokuthi hayi lwana umama uzongena nje into zitshintshe.
Lapha lizwe uMnumzana Abikhumalo, uMnumzana Afterbell Sibandalo, uMnumzana Chris Zulu bekhuluma ngokwenzakala eMelika. Sike sizwe ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abahlali beTrump Heights akwele Israel balethemba lokuthi omelele ukungena esikhundleni sikamongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump uzabenzela okuningi kulandela impi eyaqhamuka phakathi kwelizwe leli leHamas, ibutho leHezbollah, Iran lamanye amazwe. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abeReuters. Abazindaba abe Associated Press babika ukuba ele Russia namuhla lisihlasele ele Ukraine ngamabhomba ohlobo lama missile ama drone nokunye ezigabeni ezigoqela iOdessa, Kharkiv ledolobha elikhulu ele Kiev. Kubulewe umuntu oyedwa kwabhidlizwa izakhiwo eziningi. Abalimi abanengi bathi bakhathazekile ngokuthi isikhathi sokulima sesifikile, izulu alikani, khona abathi kungaba zimpawu zendlala elakho ukuqhubeka njalo ngomnyaka ozayo. Izulu livame ukuna ekupheleni kukamfumfu lapho okuqala khona ukulima, kodwa kuze kube namuhla alikani endaweni eziningi. EleZimbabwe libhekane lendlala emangalisayo ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisithiyangalombili 7.7 million. Ingcweti kwezokulima umnumzana Mandla Nkomo uthi lanxa izulu seliphuzile ulethemba lokuthi liza kuna.
Endaweni eziningi ezemangweni weNingizimu Afrika, lapha eSouthern Africa into kazimanga kahle. Ngiyananzelela ukuthi lapha eMzansi engikhona, laseZimbabwe, laseMalawi, laseZambia, kanye labo Mozambique, izulu seliphuzi. Kuyakuthi ngalesi sikhathi kwezinye indawo sesithole phose abo 100 or so millimeters. Kodwa ngalesi sikhathi hayi, ukhanya lapho eseline khona belihamba lisithi qaqa nje lingaqinisi kakhulu. Into esisenzakala ukuthi laba abalinda izulu ukuthi lelime abakaqalisi ukwenza njalo. Kube sokusithi ke thina iningi lethu abafuyi umumo kawo samanga kuhle. Sikhumbule ukuthi ngomnyaka ophelile izulu vele belisilele abizange laba liningi kakhulu. So amadlelo endaweni eziningi aphele kobo May, June. So isikhathi sonke nje lesa abantu bebebhizi bethenga utshani, bethenga inhlobonhlobo yokudla kwezifuyo. Kodwa phela lalapha imali lanxa ubuyigcinile iyafika lapha ephela khona. So umumo hayi kawumanga kuhle. Kodwa bayathembisa laba bazi ngezomumkhathi ukuthi singaba lezulu elilingeneyo kumbe elingaphansi kancane kwesilinganiso esisijwayele.
Kungenzeka yini Nkomo ukuthi mhlawumbe izanuse zomkhathi azibonanga kuhle ukuthi izulu kalikho futhi lonyaka?
Ye, khona kunjalo. Bathi izanusi lazo kwesinye isikhathi kaziboni kuhle kumbe ziyakhutha. Kodwa nxa sithi siyakhangela ukuthi iminyaka yonke le singathi nje phose edlula elitshumi edlulileyo, inhlelo esesizisebenzisa kathesi ukuthi sikhangelisise sibonisise ukuthi umumo womkhathi ungabunjani. Hayi, bebechanta kangikholwa ukuthi bakhuthile lonyaka. Okungaba kusenzeka ukuthi bebeke bafanisela ukuthi isikhathi sethu sezulu singani siloku cheda kancane. Thina sikhula sasikwazi ukuthi izulu liqala khonapho kobo 2025 October. Uthi ufika ngoNovemba hayi selithambithambisile sibiso kuhlumahlumile egangeni. Kodwa ungathi yananzelela iminyaka le edlulileyo kuloke nje kungani kuyacheda kancane. Izulu lakhona liqalisa late nxa uthi uyafananisa ngezikhathi ezedlule. So mina ngiseselethemba ukuthi hayi lona lizaba khona.
Umnumzana Mandla Nkomo yingcwethi kwezokulima obexoxa lo ntungameli Nkomo weStudio 7. Sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Mhlaka 11 ngenyanga yonale ekaLwezi, eleMelika lizathakazelela ilanga lokunanza abalwa empini eleVeterans Day. Ukunanza ilanga leli akupheleli kweleMelika kuphela, kodwa kumazwe wonke awaphatheka kumpi yomhlaba eyakuqala e-First World War. Lokho kungenxa yokuthi mhlaka 11 ngoLwezi ngo-1918 kuyimizuzwana elitshumi lanye kutshaye ihola letshumi lanye isivumelwano esalotshelwana phakathi kwelizwe leGermany labangane balo saqala ukusebenza samisa ukuchitheka kwegazi ngaleso isikhathi okwakubizwa ngokuthi yimpi yokuqeda ezinye izimpi phecelezi war to end all wars. Lanxa lokho kwakubukeka njengenyathelo elihle selokhe kwaphela impi leyo akukaze kudlule iminyaka elithumi kungabanga lezimpi. Kungaba yikuxabana eKorea le Indochina, eSouth Asia le Middle East, kumbe umaqhuzo wengxabano zonke eyempi yesibili yomhlaba iSecond World War. Amasosha eMelika alwa abhubha ndawonye lalawo awabangane bethu bevikela esikubona kuqakathekile sonke okugoqela abantu bethu lemizi yethu. Umnyaka lo ngowamachumi ayisishiyagalombili kohlelo olwazakala ngokuthi ngolwe Operation Overlord. Kwakusekuqaliseni kokukhululwa umhlubulo weWestern Europe, njalo yikho lapho ibutho elaqhuba umsebenzi omqoka lapho umanyano wamabutho owafika ekhunjini lolwandle lweNormandy okwakuyikuhlasela okukhulu okungakaze kubonakale. Ukusukela kulwandle olubomvu lesibhakabhaka, umanyano wamabutho owawuphose ufike kunkulungwane ezilikhulu lamachumi ayisithupha i-160,000 athekelela eNormandy. La ngamazwi awethulwa ngumongameli Joe Biden emkhosini wokunanza lesi isehlakalo eColinville Sema eFrance. Waqhubeka wathi, abaningi lanxa lokhu kusobala ababuyelanga emakhaya, abaningi baphepha usuku olude olwe-longest day, njalo baqhubeka besilwa okwenyanga lezinyanga baze banqoba. Abesilisa abalwa lapha baba ngamaqhawe, hayi ngoba babeqinile kumbe belamandla kumbe besesabisa, lanxa babenjalo kodwa ngoba babephiwe umsebenzi oyingozi, njalo omunye lomunye wabo esazi ukuthi engabhubha loba nini, kepha bakwenza kuphela. Babekwazi akuthandabuzeki lokho, kulokunye umuntu angakulwela njalo akufele. Inkululeko ikufanele lokho, intando yabaningi ikufanele lokho, elemelika likufanele lokho, ngaleso isikhathi lanini nini. Intando kaZulu kulukhuni ukuyithola, lonke usapho kufanele luyilondoloze, luyivikele, njalo luyilwele, yikho okuvele kukhona kusukela nini, ukutsho uMongameli Biden. Ngaleli langa sibonga bonke abalwa empini ezedluleyo lezikhona, siyabahlonipha njalo siyakhumbula kokuphela ukuzinikela kwabo ukuba ngumhlatshelo kubantu bethu, kulizwe lethu lomhlaba wonke.
Le yimibono kahulumende weMelika. Sokuyisikhathi sokuza imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Lisona njani Matiwa, lisona njani, siyalibingelela bonke nje abalaleli Studio 7 kunye nabasakazi beStudio 7. Hayi, kubi. Inkomo bakithi seziphelele abantu, uthambi lokuba inkomo zingafi ungabe kuyini Matiwa? Kona lapho macholocho kazisi yini maplants kwanda? Hayi, lapha inkomo ngathi zizashiya abafuyi bephakathi kwenkathazo enkulu kakhulu ngamabhiphi lapha. Ngicela owaziyo ukuthi inkomo ukuze zingafi, uma zicutshiswa ngumkhuhlane noma ziyacuba nje, hheyi, abantu inkomo ziyaphela. Unolwazi nje kancede kancane ngemithi inkomo abantu bakithi baphela ngenkomo ngokucabanga ezifuyo? Ukhulumayo ngufamona, ngikhulumela abantu bakithi lapha famona ungwena.
Ye, mbingelele enkundleni. Yithi livuka njani basakazi baka Studio 7? Basakazi labantu bakithi nje bonke, ngicabanga ukuthi uhlupho esinalo elizweni lakithi, asinazo inkokheli eziphikisayo eziqotho. Inkokheli zethu lezi eziphikisayo, ma ungakubukisisa kahle kahle, ungagcina empeleni usubona ingathi zidlala ngabantu. Ngoba empeleni ungabheka nampa abanye siyababona lapha kubo-Mozambique, abantu bayabonisa ukuthi abajabulanga ngokwenzeke ngendaba yokhetho. Kodwa ma ungabheka ngaphahla ngothweni lwakithi, kuthule zwi, mbe ngithi kwathula zwi, ingathi izinto zihamba kahle. Wathi lalo ebebhekelele ukuthi khona abonise abantu indlela ukuthi njengoba ukhetho lube lungakhululekanga kungayenziwa njani. Yena waqala ukutshela abantu nge-peaceful, peaceful. Uzaba peaceful kanjani udila lo muntu ongekho peaceful? Akwakithi ngokwezandla nje. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi into esinganayo yinkokheli eqotho ephikisayo. Inkokheli zakithi eziphikisayo uma uzibuka kahle kungathi yileziyana ezithi ma zingaphiwa imali zingathengisa abantu bazo ngendlela ezingakhona.
Studio 7, Studio 7, ngiyalibingelela abasakazi abahle, basakazi abathembekile. Nisaphila kodwa, nisaphila, hey, Nkosi yami. Dala singasazani, dala singasakhulumi. Ngiyabonga ukuthi namhlanje ngize ngafika ekhaya. Niphilile kodwa, ngiyabonga. Ngiyabonga abasakazi, bonke uNkamile Inkomo, Thandekile Mhlanga, sembakhohliwe. Kodwa niphilile kodwa abantwana benkosi, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Okhulumayo ngikholele usempumalanga ngapha esadini besouth mara odabuka eGwanda, esejoke. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo. Kuli viki kuhlelo Woza Friday leqembu lezomculo weRumba kumbe iChibilika elizibiza ngokuthi Jombe Express Band lona elidabuka eNkabazwe. Asizweni umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisaspanda exoxa nomholo leqembu uDonsu Moya.
Lisungulwe ngokudala njalo selicula lasemzansi kuyekudinga amadlelo elihlaza ngena ke Donsu Moya.
Igama lami nguDonsu Moya, indoda ezalwa kwelaseJombe, engumthungameli weJombe Express Band. Embalini akunambali engingayibalisa kakhulu ngoba iqembu akusidala liqalile ukuthi lingene endimeni yezomculo.
Abalaleli ukuthi umculo wenu uthiwani njalo mbani oloba izingoma.
Umculo esiwuculayo ubizwa ngokuthiwa yirumba. Ekubhaleni ke izingoma sibabili, nginomfowethu engimlama oyi-first born ekuzalweni kubazali bami okuthiwa nguThabani. Yena-ke ubhala ingoma zesishona, kube sokuthi-ke mina bese ngiyabhala ingoma ezesiNdebele.
Udonsu Moya usebenza labanye. Ubizo lokuthi aculelwa vela nga.
Akukho umuntu owangi-inspirayo ukuthi ngikwazi ukungena endimeni yezomculo ngoba myself ubaba ongizalayo isiginci vele uyasidlala. Kodwa kwamhlulani ukuthi agcine efike ezingeni lokuthi agcine finyelele ukuthi arekode izingoma. Umuntu engilokusebenza naye kakhulu ngumfowethu engimlamayo uThabani. Bese kuyavela nje uNdumiso no-Unity Mayuka banokuthi basilekelele besibonisa nje ukuthi laqondisani kanjena, laqondisani kanjena.
Njengeqembu elisacatulayo umculo weJombe Express akwabi khona kumavinkile ebulenjini awe internet kuma-digital platforms, kodwa ungaxhumana labo nxa ukufuna.
Idlaladela kuqala yilona esalifaka ku-YouTube lesihloko esithi ikude okwamehlo. Amanye amadlaladela esiwakhuphayo kumbe ngithi izingoma athinte uJoel umfo kaMasuku otholakala ku 073 163 0085 SB noma iCD akwazi ukuthi abe sethola ingoma zakhe njengeqembu elisasungulayo
izombe esiband ngomculo wabo werumba ithibili kaphela yibo esikhojise labo kuhlelo waza uzo Friday kuleviki mpela sonto enhlekini lonke igama lami u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga muli eZimbabwe kulandela uhlelo lethu namhlanje oluvalelisayo ngutabo kancube lisale libe lempela vikendle.